8-year-old Chief Abraham Majok sits quietly under a big tree surrounded by his relatives who fled alongside him during the intercommunal fighting 2 days ago in Korojik Payam. Majok says he is tired from the long journey and has not eaten any food in the past 2 days. Majok and thousands of others are displaced South Sudanese sheltering at New Side Primary School compound near the Bilfa military headquarters in Juba. Majok says his community does not know what caused the fighting. He says villagers woke up to the sounds of gunfire Wednesday night and everyone fled in fear. He says the IDPs are in dire need of humanitarian assistance, including shelter and clean drinking water.
We are very many who fled the violence. There are others sheltering at Goryeo and Jondoki areas. As you see, these children are hungry and have not eaten anything in the past 3 days. We came empty-handed because the fighting was heavy and we had to run to save our lives. That is why we left all our belongings at our homes. Right now, there are too many mosquitoes since we are sleeping under these trees here. Our situation is really dire because this is the second day we spent here without anything.
Cecilia Abuk, a mother of 7 children, says she believes the attackers are from the Kobura sections of the Mundari community. She is urging the Kobura and the Tali communities to settle their disputes peacefully and desist from violence, which she says leads to killing and the displacement of innocent people.
Back at home, before we came here, at least our husbands would go and look for jobs to bring food on the table. But with this senseless fighting between Kobura and Tali, some women have lost their husbands just after 1 or 2 children. Even those who just got married, their husbands were equally killed. We don't understand when the intercommunal fighting will end.
Abuk says she is afraid of what might happen if their children become sick and they do not have money for medication. Peter Modi, another internally displaced person, says ever since they arrived at the school, they have received no assistance from the government.
They should urgently come and rescue these children and the elders. I want the government to give me protection so that we can go back to our areas because we want to go look after our farms. As we speak, our crops such as granates and maize are ready to... That is why we need to go back. Our women used to go take their vegetables to the markets, but now... With this situation, everything has been closed.
Juba County Commissioner Charles Joseph Wani says at least 8 people were killed and another 7 others injured and thousands have been displaced by the fighting. Wani says the state government has sent security forces to the area to ease the tension in Korojik Payam of Juba County. He says state authorities have yet to establish the cause of the fighting, but he says there is a speculation that it was a revenge attack.
I cannot tell exactly because the investigation is going on. And what we know that is a person killed the day before yesterday. And people now thought of that person who was killed is the one who escalated the whole process and the whole situation from the other side of Kobura, which was killed by Mundari Tali. And then yesterday morning, then Mundari come and attack.
Last night, Central Equatorial State Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony called for emergency meeting of the Council of Ministers to discuss the violence. A statement issued by Governor after the meeting condemned the fighting and called on Mundari leaders to help find a lasting solution to the ongoing fighting. The statement says the governor has formed a ministerial committee to expedite the delivery of humanitarian and relief assistance to those who are gravely affected by the violence. The Minister of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management was not immediately available for comment. Peter Gatwich, the Ministry Undersecretary, was said to be held up in a meeting. Last year, similar fighting took place between sections of the Mundari community, which led to the displacement of thousands of people who fled to Juba. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.